Chapter 21. New Beginnings. Alison was very happy for Richard, but she didn't feel close to him anymore. He seemed happier about seeing his motorbike again than seeing her. Happier to be reunited with a piece of metal that he called she than to be with his girlfriend. It was like the feeling she had when he first discovered that his motorbike was gone. But this time, it wasn't jealousy. It was the acceptance that she didn't love him anymore. She felt a hand touch hers. It was Anthony's. Now she knew what she wanted. Anthony. And she was sure of her decision. She looked at Anthony and smiled. Not just the smile of a friend, but the smile of someone even closer. "What are you doing this evening?" she asked him. "I've got no plans," he answered. Alison was suddenly nervous. "Would you like to go to the cinema? Or to a restaurant? Or for a walk in the park?" Anthony took her hand. "Yeah, great. How about the cinema tonight, a restaurant tomorrow, and a walk in the park the next day?" Alison wasn't nervous now, just very happy. Alison thought about the last few weeks, and she was very happy that the whole experience was over. Then she thought about the positive parts. She knew much more now about criminal law, and this was really going to help her in her studies at university. She had some exciting memories too, and she also had a new boyfriend. "I know that I'm going to miss Richard," she thought, "but I know that I'll be very happy with Anthony." Richard had no positive memories of the last few weeks. The only good thing was that he was out of prison and he had his motorbike again. He was very sad at first because Alison was now with Anthony. He realized how lucky he was to be out of prison, and he knew it was thanks to her. Slowly, he began to feel happier, and he started going out and meeting other girls. "I'll always remember Alison and what she did for me," he thought, "but I know that life must continue." A few weeks later, Richard had another interview for a job in a travel agency. He was very nervous again, but at least this time it was because of the interview and not because of his motorbike. In the interview, he answered the questions well, and he was offered the job. "Alison got a lot of important experience for her studies because she helped me to get out of prison," he thought. "Now I hope I can get experience for my studies in this job." He rode away from the travel agency on his purple Suzuki 500, smiling.